熊本県令和4年度英語リスニングテスト問題 A。 ただいまから放送によるリスニングテストを行います。リスニングテストは1番の A、B、C、D の問題です。英文は A、B は1回ずつ、 C、D は2回ずつ放送します。では、A の問題に入ります。ナンバーワンとナンバーツーには、それぞれ、あ、い、う、えの4つの図があります。放送を聞いて、それぞれの英文の内容を表している図として、最も適当なものを、あ、い、う、えから1つ選び、記号で答えなさい。英文は1回ずつ放送します。では、始めます。
Number one. It's very hot today, so let's drink something cold.
Number two. The dolphin show will start at 11 a.m. After the show,You can take pictures with the dolphins from noon. Thank you.
B の問題に入ります。今からナンバーワンとナンバーツーの2つの対話を放送します。それぞれの対話の最後に次のチャイムが鳴ります。放送を聞いてそれぞれのチャイムのところに入る対話の応答として、最も適当なものを、あ、い、う、えから一つ選び、記号で答えなさい。英文は一回ずつ放送します。では、始めます。
Number one.
Where did you go last weekend?
Well, I visited my cousin in Amakusa.
Sounds great.What did you do there?
Number two.
The book you're reading looks difficult. Is it yours?
No, I borrowed it from the school library.
Do you often go there?
C の問題に入ります。陽子と留学生のジムとの対話を聞いて答える問題です。ナンバーワンからナンバースリーまでそれぞれの対話の後でその内容について英語で質問します。放送を聞いてそれぞれの質問に対する答えとして最も適当なものをあ、い、う、えから一つ選び記号で答えなさい。英文は2回ずつ放送します。では、始めます。
Number one.
Tomorrow is July 7th, right? Do you think we can look at stars tomorrow, Jim?
Yes, I think so. The news says the weather will be good tomorrow.
質問します。
Does Jim think he can look at stars on July 7th?
繰り返します。
Tomorrow is July 7th, right? Do you think we can look at stars tomorrow, Jim?
Yes, I think so. The news says the weather will be good tomorrow.
質問します。
Does Jim think he can look at stars on July 7th?
Number two.
We've finally finished our tests. Tomorrow I'll go to the movies in the morning, and then the new ice cream shop in the afternoon.
Sounds fun, but you should go to the ice cream shop first, Yoko.Too many people will be there in the afternoon.
Really? Okay, I'll do that. I want to enjoy both.
質問します。
What will Yoko do tomorrow?
繰り返します。
We've finally finished our tests. Tomorrow I'll go to the movies in the morning, and then the new ice cream shop in the afternoon.
Sounds fun, but you should go to the ice cream shop first, Yoko. Too many people will be there in the afternoon.
Really? Okay, I'll do that.I want to enjoy both.
質問します。
What will Yoko do tomorrow?
Number 3.
Yoko, I saw you and your friends in the computer room after lunch. What were you doing?
Well, do you remember Mr. Smith?
Of course.He was our English teacher.
Right. In his last class, he taught us how to write emails in English. He went back to Australia, so we were writing an email to him.
Great. Then what did you write about?
We asked him about school life in his country. We're going to make a speech about it next week.
質問します。
What did Yoko and her friends ask Mr. Smith to do in their email?
繰り返します。
Yoko, I saw you and your friends in the computer room after lunch. What were you doing?
Well, do you remember Mr. Smith?
Of course.He was our English teacher.
Right. In his last class, he taught us how to write emails in English. He went back to Australia, so we were writing an email to him.
Great. Then what did you write about?
We asked him about school life in his country. We're going to make a speech about it next week.
質問します。
What did Yoko and her friends ask Mr. Smith to do in their email?
D の問題に入ります。あなたは今、アメリカの高校とのオンラインによる交流会で、高校生のジョンの話を聞いています。放送を聞いて、メモの1には適当な数字を、2と3には適当な英語1語を書きなさい。また、ジョンの質問に対する答えでは、イエスまたはノーのうち適当なものを選んで丸で囲み、4に適当な英語を4語以上で書き、あなたの答えとなる文を完成させなさい。英文は2回放送します。では、始めます。
Hello, I'm John. I'm 16 years old. I live in a small town in America. I'm a good soccer player. My parents are high school teachers. My father teaches Japanese, and my mother teaches math. I have one brother. He is studying in Japan now.So I'll visit him in your country next year. I want to visit other countries too. Now, please tell me about yourself. Do you want to visit other countries? And tell me why. Hello, I'm John. I'm 16 years old. I live in a small town in America. I'm a good soccer player. My parents are high school teachers. My father teaches Japanese, and my mother teaches math. I have one brother. He is studying in Japan now. So I'll visit him in your country next year. I want to visit other countries too. Now, please tell me about yourself. Do you want to visit other countries? And tell me why.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。